The first reading for the Wednesday of Laetare is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart, and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. O Lord, have mercy upon us. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 9th chapter. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, Is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, A man called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought him who was formerly blind to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, How can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man again, What do you say about him because he opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, He is of age, ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, "Give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered and said, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see." Then they said to him again, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him and said, "You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he is from." The man answered and said to them, "Why, this is a marvelous thing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered and said to him, "You were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." Then he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says of the blind Bartimaeus just what God says through the prophet Ezekiel of all Israel. "The nations shall know that I am the Lord when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him." God heals for himself. God redeems for himself. God sanctifies for himself. He does this to proclaim his greatness, his sovereignty, his singularity into all the world. He does this to make his name holy, which is his presence and his fingerprint upon everything that his hand has made. He does this to destroy every false god that encourages harlotry among those whom this jealous God would have for himself, and to shatter every impediment to his people being his people. Why? Simply because he loves. The psalmist records the Lord's own words and his own motivation. "For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it." Most magnificently, God does this, as he says, in you. In the case of the gospel for this evening, God does this in Bartimaeus. Jesus is I am. I am is Lord. Therefore, Jesus is Lord, and he comes to manifest the works of God and the presence of God, not to, but in his beloved people. For they are the sheep of his own pasture, the creatures of his own design, the sinners of his own redeeming. Why the Lord works how he works is a hidden thing. Who sinned? This man or his parents? But how he works is never hidden, because this is what matters. It must be witnessed to be made known. It must be made known to be confessed. Bartimaeus is born blind as a result of sin in the world, not the specific sins of himself or of his parents. Yet even greater than this fact, Bartimaeus is born blind within sinful creation so that God can work in him to hallow his name before the world through this particular miracle of healing. Jesus is the creating Word of God in the beginning. From the dust of the earth, he makes man and breathes into man his own spirit of life. Passing by Jericho, Jesus sees Bartimaeus, his creature, preordained from birth to be a miracle of God, a sign of the new creation Jesus has come to enact. Jesus, who first made from the dust, redeems in dust. He takes dust and puts himself into it in the water of his mouth, a mouth that breathes the breath of God and proclaims the word of God. The work of the mouth upon the dust of the earth redeems an imperfect creation. It provides redeemed eyes to fallen eyes. Jesus sends the man to wash in the pool of apostles, a pool named Siloam, sent for those whom Jesus, apostles, sends out. Earth and water, word and spirit, and sending out. Bartimaeus is a microcosm of creation's redemption and renewal in Jesus, that God's people might see him who had not seen, and in the healing of Bartimaeus' sight, receive their own sight of the kingdom of God in Christ. To those in darkness, he is light. To those in blindness, he is sight. To those in sin, he is forgiveness. To those in bondage, he is release. To those fallen, he is redemption. To old, tired, and gray creation, he is the great renewal. Behold, he says, in the end times and in the act upon blind Bartimaeus, behold, I am making all things new. And flowing from the cross, tendrils of renewal creep into every crevice of the cosmos. Bartimaeus is a microcosm, but Jesus is the macro. He gives new hearts to you, his beloved children. He gives a new spirit to live within you. He gives sight to you once blind. He washes you and makes you clean, who once were soiled. He makes his name holy in all the world for himself, which is to say that he makes holy whatever houses his name and whomever his name rests upon, so that he can claim it all, them all, as his own in love. Then, and only then, you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen.